Let's turn to 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. I'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 21. These are God's words. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in his tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Those are God's words. Well, the chapter begins through verse 5 with an encouragement to hope and the life to come for Christians. Even though on this earth there is great affliction and suffering, the Lord promises and assures us of happiness after death. Through verse 8, that by faith we walk not by sight, but by faith, knowing it is better to be with the Lord. And to be in the presence of the Lord will require us to be absent from the body. And so death is necessary. Through verse 11, because we know that it is better to be with the Lord, and yet he hasn't taken us yet, how should we live now? We ought to work and to labor and serve the Lord, that we might be acceptable to our God for whom we live. And for to me, to live is Christ, to die, gain. And if we must all come before the judgment seat, then we should all consider today how we live before Him. All the more need is to examine ourselves due to the judgment coming, where Christ, we learn here, that the judgment seat of Christ. Christ will judge, verse 10. Therefore, we must turn from our sins and be made righteous in Christ today. Then through verse 15, we see the zeal we ought to have for spreading, testifying the gospel on Paul. And then to the end of the chapter, we see two things necessary in order for our living unto Christ. A new heart. First things are a new heart, are being a new creature, being made alive by the Holy Spirit, which is called regeneration, as well as reconciliation by Jesus Christ to God, being reconciled to God. And we need reconciliation or peace with God because of our sins. The only way a sinner can have peace with God is through the death of Jesus Christ for us, Him being condemned for our sins for us, and then clothing us in His righteousness so that we would be justified. See verse 21, the famous verse, "For He hath made Him," that is Jesus, "He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." And so we are to come, you are all to come to Christ today by faith, and you would have peace, reconciled peace with God, knowing and proving, if you do this, that you have a new heart within you, you've been regenerated, therefore have peace with God. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word. We're thankful for the sacrifice of Christ. We're thankful for that verse that often we ought to memorize if we haven't already. That Christ, who knew no sin, became sin and died in our place. We might be made righteous in Him and be reconciled to God. Father, we pray that that would be true of each one here, of our children and grandchildren, and that you would make us to be faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ and the good news to all nations for your glory. Father, we also pray and ask for your help this evening, that you would turn our hearts to you, cleanse us of our sins, purify your bride, and warn us, as we'll hear in Isaiah, Lord willing, we'll hear, of the judgments that will come if we continue in unfaithfulness and unrighteousness and rebellion against you. We pray that we would not be those rebellious ones in the church, but Father, that we would be faithful bride of Christ, led by our great husband and our beloved. And so, Father, make us to be pure and holy and righteous. Train us in righteousness through your word. And, Father, we pray that we would be faithful. Moreover, Father, we pray that you would encourage the downcast today, and knowing that this is the day of rest, the day that you have made, that we know that your mercies are new this day, your faithfulness on this day made new to us again. And we're thankful that you reveal yourself again and again to us, and more and more, that we would have that communion and fellowship with you. Please draw us near unto you. And those who are downcast and struggling in their faith, those who are struggling in their body and their soul, you would uplift them today and encourage them in Christ your Son. Be present with all of us. Your name would be glorified by our responding with praise and joy and gladness in Christ your Son. Father, today we pray especially for those who have been concerning to us as a congregation. We pray for the McQuashes, thankful for Lily and Deborah and Nandang, Athie, Faith being here this morning. We pray that you would encourage them in Christ and in the faith today, and thankful for their fellowship. We do pray that you would be with John, who has seems like rebelling against you. And from his words, he is. And so, Father, we ask that you would turn him back to you. You cause him to put those thoughts of false gods and false worship to death. And that he would see the truth found in you alone and bow the knee unto you. Even when he doesn't understand it or grasp it, may he believe. We could say the same. We believe. Help our unbelief. And pray for the gardeners, as they have been under church censure and suspended from the sacraments and privileges of membership. Father, we pray that you would cause them to be ashamed of such censures or discipline, that they would see their need of Christ and they would flee back to him instead of running to that one who is the Antichrist in Rome. And Father, we know the great entanglements that Rome puts out there, like a sea creature grabbing at things. Father, we pray that you would turn them back to you, and you would make those temptations as nothing, and their desires nothing. They would submit to you and your desires for them, if it would be your will. Father, we pray that you would grant wisdom to the elders and ministering to them as well. Father, we pray for the Dangs, John Dang and Becky and the children. We ask that you would bring them to you. Pray that you would heal any marriage conflicts that there are, and that you would continue to give desire for Becky to be here with us. And pray that you would do the same with John. He would put off his work that he holds as more important than worshiping you. And you would call him and bring him to be with your people to worship the living and true God, and not forsaking the assembling together of your people. Father, continue that. We pray that you give wisdom to the elders as well with them and with John McQuash. Father, we pray for your will to be done. We ask that your name would be praised. We pray for the nation, that you would cause this nation to covenant with Christ. We pray that you would turn us from our wicked ways. We'll see again in the passage before us, as will predominantly be applied to the church, and yet, Father, we know also to the nation. Judgments coming and are here. We think of great tornadoes that you sent this past week, destroying much. And pray for all those affected and those near the areas where those people were affected, that they would see your great and mighty and powerful hand and to see their need of a Savior, because the greater judgment is coming not only upon the physical, but so the spiritual too. Father, we even pray for those affected by our brothers and sisters in the PCA this past week and that shooting that happened. Father, we pray for the families, and you would comfort them, give them wisdom, stand upon the truth, turn them from their sins and waywardness. May this be a time where they can contemplate your great power and comfort. And also, Father, that they would see their need of a greater faithfulness, just like we all need, unto you. That the church worldwide would see our great need for you. We pray that you would, all the wicked responses to the shooting, we ask that you would shut their mouths and shut them down and cause them to fall and bow the knee to Christ your Son. And may this sorrowful, grieving circumstances for children and covenant children and believers being slaughtered. Father, I pray that it would be and redound unto your glory and to many who would believe on faith in Christ your Son. We pray in his name. Amen.